overcomers.ca. The Ephod, Chapter 7. The Sardius Stone, Behold the Face of God, the Scepter, the Breastplate of Judgment. Sardius, Judah, the Scepter Bearer. Judah means praise. The stone represents the Scepter of God. As God is seated upon the throne of eternity, and Christ as the first overcomer is seated with him, we too shall be granted the right to sit upon the very same throne to rule and reign creation throughout the ceaseless ages if we overcome. The Sardius stone occupied the first place on the high priest's ephod on the top left as viewed by the priest. Top right if you face the priest. The Hebrew word for Sardius is Odom, which means Adam, red or ruddy, which denotes a ruby color. The Adam stone in Persia is considered of great value as it is deep red with a deep purple color mixture. The stone was a favorite for the engraver's art and was used in the outmost tip of the scepter held by the king or ruler of a monarchy. For the purpose of this study, we will see the Sardius as relates to praise and ruling with God upon the throne. The overcomer has a progression in this stone as relates to their walk with God. Rather than being hurt by separation from God due to sin, the person whose heart desire is to be one with God will begin their approach to God in humility and brokenness. God, in a mighty act of grace and mercy, will extend the scepter to this one who is willing to abandon all else to be found in Christ with only his righteousness. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Philippians 3:9. The Sardius, thus worked into the life of an overcomer, will enable him to come to God without fear and will enable him to stand before God to be judged. Praise will fill his lips to the Lord, the name Judah, as he worships God for his matchless grace that has thus brought him to this place of great and eternal mercy. The overcomer worships God because he is God. The process of second death will be worked into such a one that comes thusly to be judged of God. As the refining pot for silver and the furnace for gold, so is a man to his praise. Proverbs 27:21. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation 2:11. But this stone does not just represent to the overcomer the truth of coming to God to be judged and of coming to God and having the scepter pointed to them. This stone impacts the life of the overcomer in the symbolism / picture by also showing forth just how far the grace of God can work in his life. At the first, the person who desires to become one with God, that is what overcoming truly is, being one with God, and who desires to not live according to the dictates of his fallen nature, brackets, Lucifer, will come as they are before the Lord to permit God to work in their lives and to process them through good and evil interaction until they come into balance. Their praise unto the Lord will continue as a refining fire within them, burning up the dross of their taint and carnality of their own understanding. God does not point his scepter to just anyone, but only to those who so desire to be judged thus, and to know that Christ their Redeemer has paid the price for their salvation. Yet at the same time, they join the small remnant of those who work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2:2. This is what qualifies them to receive the pointing of the scepter. This is what separates them from the systems of man and all other things. They overcome to such an extent that they are granted the right, eventually in time, to sit upon a throne with God, to rule and reign over all things throughout the ceaseless ages. The Sardius stone thus worked in its symbolism, but in spirituality into the life of the overcomer, will make that overcomer so one with God that only God will be seen in them. They walk the earth, but are seated in heavenly places upon the throne of eternity. Ephesians 2:6. The overcomer who comes to God to become one with God will endure the working into their lives, the source and power of the Sardius stone. These who thus come to the tip of the scepter are thus opening themselves up to the judgment of God and to his fierce wrath against their carnal natures. Those who thus come to God this way will not listen to any other spirit. They will not open up their lives to anyone else who is not of the same spirit substance of God. They want and desire correction in their lives so they can walk straight. They will not lean upon their own understanding. I am reminded of my wife's equestrian skills. She has told me numerous times that the whole aim of dressage is to make the horse go straight, even if the horse is doing a shoulder in or shoulder out motion, the turn or curve or anything, the horse must be straight. So it is with the overcomer who comes to God to be thus judged. They want to walk straight. The overcomer will not allow anyone else to judge them. They will not care about another's opinion unless they know that God has set the fivefold ministry over them for their perfecting. But a denominational minister will find no place to lay their doctrine in the life of one who has borne the Sardius stone. Behold God upon the throne. See past the length of the scepter to view his face, and see yourself one with God there. That is the working of the Sardius stone. It is worship fulfilled, worship complete, judgment finished, and the second death has no hurt upon them. Christ has been granted the right to sit upon the throne of God through eternity as he that has a name above every name. And Christ Jesus himself grants the bearer of the Sardius stone to sit with him there also. The Sardius stone upon the ephod of Lucifer is also symbolic of judgment and correction and what he terms the second death. Lucifer does not really come to God to be judged, but he says he does. Lucifer, which is religiosity in the fallen nature of man, comes to God according to his own terms. His appearance is as though God has accepted him because he has learned to flow in the doctrine of his denomination. A false anointing and a false blessing is experienced by those wearing the stone and their false ephod. That falseness is found in the denominational setting. But allowing God to judge him and correct him is not possible, because Lucifer says that he is already in that perfect place because he is supporting his efforts at being a Christian. Lucifer says, "I am regenerated and recreated. I am spirit man. I can reach into my own being and bring forth my own life. I do not need the covering of God, the anointing. I continually dwell in him. I am the source of my own life." Lucifer, wearing the Sardius stone upon his ephod, is blaspheming God and the Holy Spirit. He is saying to the true overcomers that the Sardius stone they wear, and by which they have the scepter pointed at them, is false because it does not line up with his denominational doctrine. It doesn't fit the plan of the church or the kingdom-building efforts of his carnal religion. Lucifer says that the overcomer is walking according to the prince of devils because the overcomer won't abide his denomination's effort at being in the perfect place in their denomination that God has for them. Lucifer says of the overcomer that they have missed God and have been found in iniquity and not righteousness, because the sardius stone the overcomer wears upon the ephod does not fit with the sardius stone that denotes religious effort. The overcomer is thus thrust out of their fellowships. With the sardius stone on Lucifer's ephod, Lucifer says, God is with me, but I do not need to fear, because my strength is my own, and by my own power I can make my life holy. The sardius stone upon the ephod of Lucifer gives Lucifer the ability to be his own God. Not so the overcomer, as they know that they must endure the chastisement of the Lord to overcome. This ends the saga of the sardius stone upon the ephod. And now behold the brilliance and age of the topaz. And my understanding is opened, and I entered the pleasantness and rest in the finished work of Calvary. To be continued. Kenneth B. Fisher.